Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB Radio has invited all of South Dakota's legislative candidates to join us during this campaign season. For nearly 4 months, we've been listening to what they have to say here on In the Moment. And you can find all those conversations on our website, listen.sdpb.org. Just search for the candidate by name or by district number to see all who have responded to a request from your district. Today, as we continue the series, we meet Roger Hofer of Bridgewater. He's an independent candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 19. He joins us on the phone. Roger Hofer, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, why now? What are some of the issues that are driving you to run for State House at this particular time?
Number one, I'm concerned that the corruption and what's ever going on in Pier and Platt, we get basically 6-7 dead people, and it's not good. So that's why I'm trying to rein in the corruption that the governor and the EB-5 deal and all that is going on.
Tell me a little bit about what some of the legislative solutions going forward might be to prevent crimes like what we saw with Mid-Central Educational Co-op and in EB-5. How do you address something like that from a state legislature standpoint?
Well, it seems to me that a auditing firm should have been able to caught that long time ago. According to Catalan.com, Scott Westerhaus started, let's call it cheating, in 2007. You would think an audit from like 2008 or 2009 would have figured it out, what was going on.
Tell me a little bit about your background, what kind of work you do, and a little bit about your experience in public service.
Okay. Volunteer fireman. I've been an EMT for about 26 years. Farming, raised beef, used to feed cattle. Used to feed hogs, but now we're strictly grain farming, corn and beans. That's about what it does. So,
yeah, that's quite a career as an EMT. You must have a million stories to tell of just sort of being there for your community in a particular way. You also see people on days that are the worst days of their lives. So, tell me a little bit about
that. Is correct.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about how you have approached that career, not only for your community, but for yourself to sort of not only do it well, but to sustain, your own, to endure some of those hard days.
Yeah, I happened to be on the city council, let's say 20 years ago, and there they were claiming there were shortage of EMTs, so I decided to take the course. The course is very, very hard, and no question about it. Marty Link is the state EMS coordinator now, I believe his name is. Marty Link, he's telling me that we train about 400 EMTs per year. But, however, approximately 400 quit per year. Clearly, this is not sustainable. Everybody's 10 years older, and I can't lift as much as I did years ago, so that makes a difference too.
Yeah. Is there a message to bring to Pier about how EMTs are tested and regulations in South Dakota? Is that a conversation lawmakers need to have?
Yes, it is. Years ago, we had a simple South Dakota test, but somebody got a hold of the South Dakota test, so then the EMS office decided that we better go with the nationally registered test. To me, that's why don't we just make a simple test that people in South Dakota can understand? And they take the test, it's a computer-generated test. They tell you, question comes up on a computer screen, you answer it. You can't go back and recheck your answers. So what I don't like about it really is you pass the test, they don't tell you. You can't ask them which questions you missed so you can study for it the next time.
Sure.
Each time you take the nationally registered EMT test, you got to send them $75 and get on the schedule. So, So $75 to some people is quite a bit of money.
Right. And the other thought would be that you're not really working to sort of grow. I mean, someone might just go away, too, because they failed the test and because there's a fee or they're discouraged. You're not really capturing that person's interest in trying to develop that workforce as well. So do you think there's some opportunities to sort of address the shortage in South Dakota by, you know, redoing the process of testing without lowering the standard, really?
Yeah, I think that would work well. Yeah. I mean, small-town EMS officer services are always looking for more help. You know, we're not making the test any... We don't want to be like a Sioux Falls test where they got to pass out, have a lot of every kind of gunshots and drugs and you name it, and that type of deal, a lot more accidents than we would have in a small town. Go ahead.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. My guest is Roger Hofer. He is running for State House of Representatives in District 19. And Roger, as a grain farmer, tell me a little bit about the effects of tariffs and some of your concerns about what's going on with agriculture in South Dakota right now.
I call it tariffs to Trump. The price of corn is approximately the same price as it was last year at this time. Mm. So the Trump tariffs have not really affected that much. Price of beans is down partly because we've had a good crop and there's going to be a lot of beans this year. Estimated carryout for next year is 885 million bushels, which is at least twice as much what it should be. Mm. So... But if there was no tariff talk, the price of beans would not be much higher than they are right now. But, for instance, last year I sold beans from $8.90 to $9.80. That's 2017 beans. I've contracted some beans for this year for fall delivery at $9.45, which is an excellent price. Mm-hmm. What else do I want to talk about?
Yeah, we got about a minute left, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I know, time goes fast, yeah.
Number one reason for crop insurance is so your banker can sleep at night, not so I can sleep at night, because that don't bother me any. But your banker, he wants his money back, so. You say we have a minute about left?
Yeah, about 30 seconds now. The pressure is okay. On, Roger, so final thoughts here, please. Yeah.
The Republican Party, their loyalty pledge is completely wrong. I want to be loyal to the District 19 constituents, not a state party